in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study for tonight. Oh, a little unusual Bible study tonight, but it nevertheless is, we're going to get down to the real world tonight. Follow up from last night, not before last, and not before last, on the physics, the dynamics of this conspiracy that is fomented by Satan, as outlined in the Bible. We're going to get down to specifics tonight. Break it down in some ways that might be a little unusual for you, but to show you how real this is, beyond philosophy or religion even. So I tell you, let's get started tonight. Lord, we come before you tonight in prayer, and we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We lay before you this broadcast and Bible studies. Lord, we pray for tonight you guide us, that, Lord, you lift us up with wisdom and discernment to bring your holy word into this study, that, Lord, we can find out the way Satan operates in this world, and, Lord, to find out, and, Father, to lead us to how to break down his methods, that, Father, others can be released from their chains. For themselves to be able to fight back with methods of spiritual warfare. Lord, we pray for families and brothers and sisters, and Father, that need healing, both in the heart and both in the bodies. Father, we call for protection throughout these broadcasts, throughout our lives, Lord. You'll guide us, direct us, as we leave ourselves open to you. Father, we pray upon ourselves the full armor of God, as told to us by Ephesians 6. And over this to guide us, to protect us, this full armor that, Lord, you've provided for us. And, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. And, Father, the opportunities you give us to do your service, we can help lead others to Jesus. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, in my broadcast, I try to describe to you as much detail as I possibly can about what the evil is we're talking about. And what it really consists of. Who they are. And exactly what they're doing. Not just some ambiguous philosophical notions or religious phrases. Because the Bible's neither of those. The Bible's not of religious phrases. The Bible is the Word of God. Direct. Straightforward. Inerrant. And objective. Religious words are different. They're ambiguous. Philosophy. That word itself is ambiguous. Anything that follows it is ambiguous. That's what it's designed for. To be. You got it. Ambiguous. And philosophy was created to corrupt religion. Make it ambiguous. And religion was created to set up the truth about Jesus, to make it, ambiguous. I'm tired of saying ambiguous. Let's get down to specifics. In the full armor of God, we're talking about the belt of truth. The living word. We're talking about the breastplate of righteousness. Protect the spirit and your soul. Now, when you bring in philosophy into this mix, you think of your spirit and your soul as kind of the same thing, but it's not. The body makes you different physically than all the other earthly bodies around. Now, isn't it amazing? With minor exception, every face is different. Even twins are different to a certain extent. So your face is different. Wedding night. First time they ever made love. Sweet. One ounce of sperm has about 300 million possibilities of a human being or so. One. Just one. One out of 300 million possibilities. One out of 300 million different versions of you. You ever think about that? One of them gets through. Uh-oh. There you go. Be quite graphic about it, as gentle as I can be. Now imagine God makes sure that we're all different. Your body is different. Your face is different. Your soul is you, your personality, your character, who you are. Because without the soul inside the body, it's just something that lays there, and after a period of time, will get hardened rigor mortis, that sin, and it just turns back to dust again. But with the soul in there, the battery keeps things going, so to speak. It's the house, it's the car that the driver's in. Your soul is energy. So philosophy makes it, you know, some kind of philosophical, you know, I got to use the darn term again, ambiguous term. Philosophy does. My soul, your soul is energy, which is you. And now, your spirit is a connection to God that not all souls have. You know, you've got what's called soulish, S-O-U-L-I-S-H, animals. Do you not see the YouTube and see these amazing? I mean, I saw one where this blackbird, apparently it must have got a little stupid or something, and flew into a water, must have thought it was a duck, I don't know, and flew into, that's, I'm not a comedian, I'm really not, but anyway, this, things just fall out of my mouth out of nowhere. This crow must have thought itself was a duck, and it flew into some water and got stuck there and flopping around, saying, "Gosh, I can't float like a duck can. I'm going to die." Well, there's a bear, and he flew into a. That's pretty dumb. Anyway, he flew into this bear cage thing in the zoo where it was, flopping in the water, free meal. There you go. And so this old grizzly bear, you can see it on YouTube, amazing thing, really is amazing. And just kind of like takes notice, you can watch him. He says, okay. He says, man, I can only imagine what he says. The old bear says, what a dumb, dumb bird. He thinks he's a duck. So he walks over there, bump, 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 just like that, you know. Calmly just starts swatting at him. While he's in the water trying to flop out, and gets him cornered. I thought, well, goodbye, bird. No, he nips him on the end very gently, go figure, a grizzly bear. Nips him at the wing, picks him up like he's going to eat him, but he throws him out on the dirt, looks at him, and walks away and goes back to eating. Like, okay, there you go. Now figure it out yourself. You're not a duck, okay? So the bird sits there with his feet up in the air like he's dead and starts recovering, and the bird finally looks up and goes away. He saves him. And there's another video that's quite amazing where a dog attacks a young boy, and a cat, the house cat of the young boy, just comes out of nowhere like Tarzan or Super Cat. And throws the whole body into the dog, knocking the dog off the kid, and just gets ready to chow down on that dog. This is a good-sized dog. It's not a little chihuahua. This is a good-sized coyote-looking like dog, big. The dog, and takes off, and the cat's right at his butt, tell him, till he gets to the edge of the property, and the cat says, uh-huh, and goes back, and still protects the kid. Now, you tell me that those cats and animals don't have soul. They got soul to know right from wrong, or not right and wrong, but protection. And the lion that protected the baby baboon after he killed its mother protected the baby baboon. A lion did. Go figure. Soulish animals. The spirit, your soul, separates you from all the other spirits in the heavenly plane. Spirit, soul, and body. Body, soul, and spirit. It's what's being attacked by Satan on this zoo that we're in. There you go. It's a supernatural world we're living in. So God knows what he's doing, so he gave us a full armor of truth. The instruction book of the living word. Righteousness. Protect your inner soul, the body, and cover your spirit and soul. Now you kind of got an idea. Vulnerable places in your life that's right, good, and noble. So Satan can't find a hole in your righteousness. And then putting on the gospel shoes of peace to walk on a foundation of truth is Jesus Christ. He's your solid rock. No religion, no pope, no pastor, preacher, rabbi, cardinal, bishop, or whatever they want to call themselves. They call themselves whatever they want to, anytime they want to. Don't mean it so. Because it's not so. The titles mean nothing. But the firm foundation of Jesus Christ means everything. I'm a Baptist. So what? I'm a Presbyterian. And that means what? The Pope said, who cares what the Pope said? It's what Jesus Christ says in the King James Bible. And proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. When you trace the actual historical records of every Bible, you will find 100% guaranteed promise you every one of them is a fraud except for the King James Bible, which operates on its own, completely separate from every Bible you can pick up. The King James comes from a different translation stream entirely. Not even connected to the Roman Catholic Bible at all. People forget about that. Yeah. Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages, is who he is. Belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel shoes of peace. And then the shield of faith that Satan, using his demons, coming at you. He can tell by your, here we go, by your vibration. They can see the connection you have with the heavenlies. When your prayer becomes strong, he can see a change in your vibration. I don't want to get new agey on you, but it is physics that we're talking about here. They've hijacked it. But God created it. And it works. It's not for us to dwell on. No. You don't have a recorder that says, my prayer, I don't have a measuring thing that I can start measuring my vibrational capability and my prayer. Come on now. No. But Satan can see it supernaturally. The mark is a supernatural mark. And they can see when you're really connecting to God or when they're losing one of theirs. That's how they know to go after that person, because of the frequency. It shows in colors. The shield of faith, talking about extinguishing dart and arrows. In other words, fears that he throws at you. When you have that shield up of protection, it deflects them. You can identify them, pray against them. The helmet of salvation, protecting your thoughts. That's pretty self-explanatory. When you walk into a tattoo parlor, you walk into a seance, or you go to the person, you're being subordinate. I'm giving in, I'm giving my permission for your demons to come at me. By me going in there, by me and taking participating with it. Same thing as baseball game, same thing as that's a Masonic sport. Sorry. I don't want to tell you. Everybody gets caught up in it. Where's God in all this? Notice this. Car races. It makes martial arts. Oh, show me more blood. Yeah. Show me more blood. Yeah. Getting the women to fight. Women fighting? What's going on here? blood all over the place. Tell me the difference between that and the gladiators. There's none, except most of the time they don't kill each other. Come close to it. This is the purpose of these activities. Look at the 10,000 people you find in these mixed martial arts, in these professional wrestling, in the stadium of a football game. How about an Osteen concert? Same thing. Ambiguous theology, to say the least. That's what it's all about. Protecting your thoughts, the helmet of salvation. And then the sword of the Spirit, which is linked together by the belt of truth. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The King James Bible is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word. He gave it to you. He is the Word. You could trace Jesus Christ back to creation. That means the King James Bible is literally the oldest book on the face of the planet. Because if it's the Word of God, Jesus Christ is God incarnated. And a little physics here. The Creator always comes before that He created. Anyway. Yep. Give me the sword of the Spirit to cut through the wiles of the devil. How does that work? What are the wiles of the devil? If I'm going to start some cutting, I got to know what his wiles are. That's called head knowledge. Cutting through it is spirit knowledge. You put two together, you're a warrior. Can't use just one. May the enemy and the team flee upon hearing the word of God spoken by the power and direction of the Holy Spirit. Cut through the wiles of the devil so you may discern the schemes of the enemy when he's near. If I don't know the schemes, how can I discern them? Sometimes people see the same thing you do. Because they don't have discernment, they don't see it. And y'all see the same thing. See how it works? People see the same thing, but you see them differently that know about the New World Order. And there's a watchman, you tell them about it. That pretty much summarizes it. With all kinds of prayer, supplication, and intercession, you pray to the Lord as the one who fights your battles. Like the song says of Carrie Joby, the Lord fights my battles. Family, you're not going to fight a supernatural battle. You can't fight what you can't see. You can't fight what you don't know. That's basic. So you got to know to see. You're more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Now, let's talk about some sin. Yesterday we talked about the physics of the demons, how they operate. I do have a little knowledge about this. It just comes to me. I'm not going to go in detail about all that, but and I do research on it, and I have insight to it of other ways besides head or book knowledge or whatever, research knowledge. But a lot of it, well, sometimes discernment has to come from the Holy Spirit to show you where to go with it. Because some people can see the same thing and not see the spiritual side of it. We talked yesterday about vibration. You know, they teach us in quantum physics and in calculus and all that stuff and whatever about Einstein's theory of relativity, E energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. E equals mc with a little 2 over top of it. That's very important. Because what they try to tell you, and they do this very sneaky when they teach you this, or when they try to teach it, is that this is about traveling. If you go to the speed of light in a spaceship and all this they talk about, and you come back, you're young, and time's relative, and all this and all that. But here's the real purpose of this formula. Energy, and you can use electromagnetic energy or heat energy, different forms of energy, has different reaction on certain particles. And so mass, that's your body. Times the speed of light squared, that's a frequency. And what's it based on? 186,000 miles per second. I'm not going to get down to any more detail about wavelength and all that stuff. That's not necessary. Then it gets boring after a while. But I'm going to tell you the hardcore part of it. So now let's put it to use real quick. Energy, let's use heat, can be measured from low to medium to high. Of course, there's in between. To extremely hot. White hot. And cold, no such thing as cold. Cold is the absence of heat. From just, you know, 30 degrees and it freezes, 32 degrees. To degrees like up in Maine, where they threw the water in the air and immediately it turned into, you know, mist, into a ice cube. It just disappeared. The water didn't come down in drops. It just went poof into a mist. It was so cold in the atmosphere. Same thing with a lot of heat on water. It just can cause a steam and psst, gone. Same effect. So now if you take an ice cube, the molecules in it, your body, ice cube, body, solid, body, ice cube, are moving very slow. For example, for you, it's 186,000 miles per second. For an ice cube, I don't know what it is, but it's slow enough to, you got a solid water. Now supply energy to it at its vibrational capacity. You apply heat energy slowly. It starts melting slowly. It changes its shape. Now, if you take the energy white hot, it turns it into steam just like that. It's gone. Poof. You ever seen that before? That the water is there and gone. So it can happen over slowly or increasing the energy, happen very quickly. And what makes it do that? The molecules of the ice. So there's no difference in the molecules of your body. I'm getting there. Hold on. So you solve for mass. And it goes to another form. Now let's go to your body. Energy. Not heat, for obvious reasons. But let's apply another form of energy called electromagnetic energy. Electromagnetic energy interacts intimately with your molecules. It doesn't destroy them. It interacts with them. Because electromagnetic properties is what keeps you together. Holy Spirit is what keeps you together. But he uses electromagnetic energy to do that. With me? So now you apply varying degrees of electromagnetic energy on your body mass over 186,000 miles per second, maybe 500,000 miles per second. Man, you're going to disappear just like that ice cube. Your molecules are going to go somewhere else, into another dimension. See how that works? So that C is very important when they, by the increasing the energy fast, your molecules react fast. It's called the twinkling of an eye, the rapture. That's talking slow. Peter walking on the water. He had the faith. The faith causes things to happen. I mean physical things, man. So when he's walking on the water, Peter's walking on the water. Now, it's not under Peter's own power. Otherwise, he wouldn't have sunk, now would he? He said, I'm sinking. I'll stop myself from sinking. He couldn't do that. The Holy Spirit had to do it. The Holy Spirit gave him that power because of his faith. The Holy Spirit took it away from him when he lost his faith. Right there tells you, we don't have that ability to be gods. Bingo. You see. Otherwise, we could heal ourselves. You know what that movie's about? People healing themselves and all that stuff. Yeah. So right there shows you that can happen fast or slow. The woman who had an issue of blood said, if I could touch his garment, I will be healed. She touched it and she was healed instantly. Peter, when he stepped out on the water, was walking and he started having fear. He started sinking slowly. See how it works? Amazing, isn't it? God can make it happen either way. He's doing it, not us. Our faith makes it work. Our prayers make it work. And the Holy Spirit acknowledges it. It's real. And family, when you go to Benny Hinn concert and you go up there to be healed and he pops you on the forehead, he's putting a curse on you. He's slamming a demon into you. That's what that is, actually. And when they slay in the spirit and everybody falls back, it's like kind of, it's like, what's that game they play? All fall, I forgot the name of it anyway. All fall back. Everybody got 50 people. He slings his coat and everybody goes backwards. Come on. That's demonic possession, family. They're slain in the supernatural spirit of demons. That's what that is. That's what's going on. So can you imagine on Ash Wednesday when they do the X thing on the forehead? Hello. And when the Dalai Lama does the little headbutt? That's a transference of demons. That's what that is. There is no other purpose for it. Jesus didn't have to do that. Matter of fact, when the woman got healed from issue of blood, all she did was think about it. Jesus didn't come up to her. Oh, I see you, a woman with issue of blood. Come here, my daughter. And he puts his hand on her head and slams her in the ground and she's healed. It didn't work that way. One man, he took mud, spit in his hands and put mud on his face and his eyes and he's seeing again. New eyes. The servant of the gladiator, the Roman, he had more faith than some of the apostles did. And Jesus told him, said, go home now. Your servant is healed. Man, Jesus didn't even have to see him. He just did it from a distance. At the moment he said it. This is physics. But God made physics. God controls physics. Satan's trying to figure out how it works. That's where we get our formulas, our periodic tables. That comes from Satan. It didn't come from God. Satan trying to figure out how to put things together to be like God. To figure out the principles. To try to fake being God. That's what's going on today. Now, that's the basics, sort of. And now to lead you up to the next step. You see, the law of vibration, which is what we deal with demons. Every demon has a frequency. And that frequency is specific, like a radio channel. How many thousands of radio channels are there? And each one has a different radio program. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. All fall down, ring around a rosy. Child's play holding hands like a chain. That's what I was trying to think of. Oh, man, we've been so set up. Oh, since childhood. The law of vibration. Law of attraction. Each demon a demon of lust, a demon of hate, anger, is a different radio channel, a different frequency for that demon. That's his goal. That's his role. That's his assignment. That demon has that frequency. See how it works? So when we have that ourselves, it opens up a portal for that demon to come inside. A demon of homosexuality will have that same frequency. When you become born again, God changes those frequencies. Our free will has a lot to do with it. It's physics. To understand, it's important to know that everything is energy. Science, through quantum physics, is showing us that everything in our universe is energy. Everything. When you go down on a subatomic level, you don't find matter, but pure energy. No one can look upon the face of God and live. What does that mean? That means he's pure energy. So much energy that if you looked upon his face, man, you would just go pew, into nothingness. That's why I talked to Moses from the burning bush in the whirlwind. And he just whisked by. He talks through Jesus Christ in the Trinity because no one can see the pure face of God. So he talks it through Jesus Christ, which is his conduit of the Trinity. See how it works? Amazing. Some people call this unified field or the matrix. Others call it pure potentiality. And your New Agers, they try to hijack it and say, oh, you're reaching your full potential of Yeah. You see, and they come up with all that stuff. Everything vibrates, all right? Universal law states that everything in the universe moves and vibrates, everything. And everything is vibrating at one speed or another. Nothing rests, nothing does. Everything you see around you is vibrating at one frequency or another, and so are you. However, your frequency is different from other things in the universe. A frequency vibration of water, which is liquid, is different than a frequency vibration of wine, which is liquid. Therefore, Jesus had the ability to take the frequency vibration of water and change it to the exact frequency vibration of what would be wine and make it into wine. See, we're bringing this down to a subatomic level because demons operate in that way. As a matter of fact, we're operating in an ocean of energy. We're all connected at the lowest level. And there's a scientist that's called, his name is John Hagelin, H-A-G-E-L-I-N. He calls this the unified field, for example. Now, in 1986, Escher and her husband, Jerry Hicks, they came into contact with non-physical entities, we say called Abraham. And Abraham is a group of evolved teachers from the other side. And these non-physical entities, who we can call fallen angels, or demons, speak through Escher. We're talking channeled. Now you see where a lot of the scientists get their knowledge and where the songwriters get their songs and where the actors get their abilities, where the world leaders get their instruction, where the Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission get their instructions. You see how it works? Everything in the universe vibrates. Foundation of everything has a vibrational frequency. That's why songs are very important. That's why they open up the mind for the words to come in to become solid instruction. And you not even know it. Law of vibration. Your table looks solid and it looks still. Well, within the table are millions and millions and millions of subatomic particles just running around and popping with energy. Boop, 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 just like that. And the table is pure energy and movement, everything in the universe has its own vibrational frequency. It's called the law of vibration. Now, I can go on, and I may go on more about this tomorrow, but you got kind of the idea. I don't want to spend a lot of time on just this scientific principle. But I think I've said enough to give you an idea of how deep this really goes. You know, a lot of folks, in other words, they relate to what they can see, verify, and test. They rely on the five senses to tell them what the reality is. But they're only using their sensory level to define the frame of knowledge in the time we're living. The demons want that ability of the five senses since they don't have it. They want it. You got it. They want your body. You see? But you've had it. Now you want to do the spiritual side. Say, okay, let's do a trade-off here. You want the spiritual side? Okay, we'll come out of your body, astral travel, and we want and yoga, and we're going to come inside. And to help you, we got some drugs for you. Take those drugs, yeah. So we can find us a hole to come inside your body. You got it now? So they find a way to get you to be lustful. They find a way to get you to move away from God. That's where all the drugstore magazines go with the models on them. That's what the beauty pageants are for. That's what these movies are for. Chain smoking, whatever it is, to get you away from the Holy Spirit, to get you chained down to a habit that becomes your God. Wow. You know, this is how it really works. This is how it really works. So now I'm going to depart from that, I believe, and we'll come back to it later. Because then you can start getting into radio waves. Marconi, father of the radio, and Nikola Tesla's theories and inventions were amazing. Most of them stolen from him by J.P. Morgan. That's another story. They were channeled. That's where they got this knowledge from, by the way. Tesla and several other scientists were channeled. So Einstein got his, and Einstein actually, he acquired some of his patents from other people. That's another story. He worked in the patent office, by the way. Now, that leads us to the demonic realm. It's real. And earthbound demons, you see. That's why they can take ELF transmission waves electronically. I mean, synthetically. And produce synthetic effects on people of demons. They can mock demons. They can mask or copy them. In other words, they have the scientists of the world have been able to identify by experimentation the measured electromagnetic energy it takes to make you lustful when you're not protected by the Holy Spirit. Got it? Whereas a demon can do it naturally or supernaturally. They've been able to copy it, synthetic demons, by transmission of ELF waves, including voices called voice-to-skull technology. So demons can do the same thing because all they're doing is make synthetic demons by using projecting ELF transmission by devices and measuring the result of it and enhance it. They have what's called a microchip. You got it? Don't take the mark of the beast. Now you know why. Because it gets inside your soul. It changes your soul and your DNA. Satan has many of his demons who are working down here on the first heaven. There's three heavens we've talked about. The first heaven is earth. It's in the Bible. Second heaven is not in the Bible, but it's inferred. The third heaven's in the Bible. Paul talks about it. And the first heaven's also mentioned in the Bible, but not the second. Not specifically. So there's really the first one, earth. The second one, where God resides. And then there's a place where the second, where the demons reside, and Satan. And that leaves the second heaven. And using drugs, and absolutely using the news, using other methods, or just simply ELF transmission, they can induce fear. Of that, there's no doubt. Agitation and fear. Puterich, P-U-T-A-R-I-C-H, a scientist, discovered that the Earth's vibrational frequency for creating pleasure and good feeling, the normal, is 7.8 hertz. When they target an individual by finding their DNA, which they can do, or by putting a microchip and finding the microchip by satellite, or by using HARP and they target a city or a state or a town or a house or a car individual, by that identification method, or a grid square on a map, they can target a whole town or a mall. If they deliver a 12 hertz, they can measure it, and they can deliver it in a microwave. It causes those people under that microwave protection or microwave location, we'll call it, it causes riotous behavior. Anthony Sutton talks about this. Other scientists. In other words, you're sitting there in a mall, all of a sudden you're starting to feel agitated. All it takes is one or two people to start something off. And everybody's getting ready to start throwing food, and then they grab the knife, and they start killing each other. Absolutely. The creation of fear, anger, hate can be caused by changing in frequency vibration. This is about 50 years old. Now, that's 11 to 12 hertz. And boy, that hurts, let me tell you. Now, sorry, I had to throw that in. Now let's go the other way from 7.8 hertz. Let's go down to 6.6. The effect of 6.6 hertz for the same methodology causes depression. Now you add psychotropic drugs. You add that voice to skull technology where you hear voices in your head audibly, and you got the drugs in you. Now you know the suicides come from. Now you ready? You take a co-pilot and you know he's going to fly a plane, and you put a microchip in his butt. Well, I don't mean that literally, necessarily. But they got septal implants, they got nose implants, they got teeth implants, a dentist somewhere, or voice-to-skull technology and hypnosis, you got yourself a plane crash. And if that pilot's on antidepressants, or if he went to the dentist, or if you found his DNA, and you could project with a microwave beam voices and hypnotize him, you got yourself a killer. And he'll be calm, too. And won't even know he's doing it. Y'all connecting the dots here. See how it works? Now, that's technology. That's synthetic. Now, the demons can do the same thing. Through the drugs, which tears down, breaks down your willpower. And by your own lust and your own desires, opens up a portal. It's like a green light. Come on in. This is the physics of sin. And all you need is Holy Spirit to defeat it and change that frequency. Can I say it? Turn that dial. But only God can do that. But your desire tells him, I want the dial turned. I don't like this. I need you, Lord, change that station. You got it? They can induce fear, lust, thoughts in your head you think are your own and are not. The lotto machine. They can synthetically create fear, hate, anger, lust, and they can do it by degrees or by frequency rate that they've determined on a scale. You understand? Scientifically. So you would be so shocked and surprised and amazed to know how God's protecting you every day. Because you know they're attacking this world. And they can't figure out why it ain't working on certain people. But you do. Huh? You see there? The full armor of God, when put on with faith, protects you from this technology. Protects you from these drugs effects. When you let go, like Peter did, you're going to start sinking. Now you understand why daily prayer is important. Why you pray over your food. You pray for guidance with faith. Because faith makes mountains move. If it's in God's will. Well, after all, Moses moved the water. But it wasn't Moses who did it, but was faith of Moses. And God moved it. You know, these earthbound demons are taking direct orders from this web, supernatural web, from other high-ranking demons who are in the second heaven positions. Not only do these higher-ranked demons control all the actions down here with demons, and they're assigned to certain individuals, because they can tell when you have the mark. And these second heaven demons are controlling the action over geographical areas on the earth, including the world leaders. And that brings us right into the heart of the discussion. Do we as Christians have the power and authority from the Lord to directly engage with these second heaven demons that control, or should we only deal with the earthbound demons who are directly attacking people here on earth? Physics. When you look at both sides of this discussion, we only deal with directly with earthbound demons who are working down here on the earth trying to attack as many individuals as they can. The second heaven demons, the higher level ones, are the ones working with the world leaders. When God gives you the authority, you'll know it. To deal with the second heaven demons. But right now, they control the Bilderbergers. They control the Trilateral Commission. They control the hierarchy of the UN and the Council of Foreign Relations. And they control the Royal Institute of National Affairs. They control a lot of the preachers today that are involved in New Age movement and this new theology. See how it works? They have what's called avatars. That are humans that are like extensions of themselves from the second heaven. Demons on earth possess the individual, but the fallen angels in the second heaven use avatars as projections of themselves. One such fallen angel that existed on earth was Saint Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N. If you look him up, you'll find he was at the Wesak Festival the past couple of years. Saint Germain. You say, oh, Tom, yeah, right, okay. No. Now, you look up Saint Germain in the 18th century, you'll find him to be a mysterious character of that period and very significant in our history. Surprise, surprise. And you'll also find that Helena Blavatsky talks about him, and El Moria, Saint Germain, Dajwaku. There's 66 of them, to be exact. You'll find that Marietta Baker talked to two from Jupiter. You think, oh man, she's okay, that's it. No, these planets is the second heaven. These planets house these supernatural beings. and how they get to Earth is by negative energy, open up portals, and they channel, overshadow, or actually manifest. That's why they need energy every May at the Wesak Festival to manifest or channel their directions. We're in Watchman for Jesus 105 here. So you pray against them with the Holy Spirit to go against these fallen angels, to go against them opening up these portals. God will do that for you if it's His will. Well, you know we're coming to the end times and that they're going to have a lot of free reign, which is going to be their undoing. So when you're endowed with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's given you that authority and power to cast out these demons. And now listen, Matthew 17:21, Jesus says, and we're talking a high-level demon now, howbeit this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. So the fasting gives you that extra power physically to cast out demons of a higher order. See how it works? And that's why they took it out of the Bibles. Howbeit this kind can only come out by prayer. What happened to fasting? It's not there. They took it out. But the King James Bibles got it. The other Bibles don't. That's Mark. But in 17:21 in Matthew, the whole verse is gone. It's not even there. They removed the whole verse, like 17 verses. Many of them were spiritual warfare verses. Why? Because they don't want you to know in those other Bibles. See how significant that is? I don't see why these preachers, I don't understand these preachers. They don't understand what they're doing. They can't believe in God and still do what they're doing. The way Jesus was wording the command to cast out demons to the apostles, you can tell he's referring to demons who are attached to people, not the demons who are operating in the second heaven position. He does not give us any words or commands to cast down demons. He's going to do that in the sixth seal. Stay away from that activity. It's above, no pun intended, but it's a little bit over your head. I don't know where I get this stuff from. But it's over your head. You understand? So you want to deal with the demons here on earth. And even by them, there's different ranking. So in other words, when you start seeing things flying around, people acting a little silly, and you see supernatural things going on, now you know where it's coming from. And you know you got the power on this earth to deal with it by faith. Churches are coming under demonic attacks like miscarriages, heart attacks, cancers, runaway children, untimely deaths, sudden illnesses. These things are caused by demonic activity and attacks upon churches, which causes the division. It's quite amazing what's going on today. When you start isolating it, you no longer have the fear because you know where it's coming from. We know where it's coming from. Now you know how to defeat it. That's called head knowledge. Spiritual knowledge leads you in that path. You got to have both. The second heaven is where some of the battles will occur. Notice I said will occur between God's angels and some of Satan's fallen angels. Book of Daniel. Then suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and the palms of my hands. He said to me, O Daniel, O man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you. While he was speaking this word to him, he stood trembling. He said, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, second angel from heaven, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. So there's an angel overcome by one of the fallen angels in that heavenly realm. Now, if the fallen angel can overcome one of God's angels, and he had to call Michael, what are you going to do? Hello, there you go. You see, that's Daniel 10, verses 10 to 14. That's in the Bible. Now, notice that God did not try to get Daniel to cast down or cast out the spirit of Persia from the second heaven position. And the prince of Persia, which you had movies about that, by the way, was obviously one of Satan's higher-ranking demons. He's in control of certain geographical areas at the time of Daniel. I think you have Moria is the one for the North American continent. What his angelic name is, I'm not sure. Exactly. See, it's more than just philosophy and religion. It's a lot more that people don't realize. It's not being taught how to fight these demons here in the first heaven. So if you pray to cast down some demon from second heaven, man, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. If God decides that he wants to answer your prayer, he can then take these demons out by the power of his Holy Spirit. He can dispatch some of his warring battle angels to take them out. He did in the above story of Daniel and the demon prince of Persia. Nothing's changed. That day's still coming. That's going to go back to it again. Now, how do angels fight? I don't have a clue. I've never seen them fight before, and I don't think I want to. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to talk about demons talking, what their capabilities are. Demons are intelligent. Demons resist surrender. We're going to talk about some of this tomorrow night. And a little bit about their characteristics. This is never taught much. That's why people don't understand how to fight these demons and heal people and all that. But you know, the Pope had a partial miracle. Oh my gosh. He always take a course of miracles, you know. Oh boy. Now you see how foolish this stuff is? Take a course of miracles, order a DVD set. That's almost absolutely silly. Total silliness. They have no idea. Your course isn't working. Well, you didn't read it right. I want my money back. No. You're just not doing it right. You don't have enough faith. That's how they work. Oh, man. I tell you what. Well, family, we're at the end here tonight. I'm going to tell you more about them tomorrow. And how to defeat the enemy. More characteristics about them. Family, people are going to hear demons talk to them. I'm not pulling this out of the sky. There I go, another pun. It's happening. Family, it's happening now. This is causing suicides today. Because they don't realize demons talk to them audibly. God talks to them through the heart. That is important. That people understand this. They are hearing. It is happening. Voices in the head. And we've so conditioned on TV and everybody else that, oh, you're hearing voices in the head? Oh. What? This guy? Oh. He's hearing voices. Yeah, he's hearing voices. So what? We know what it is now, you see? You don't realize it. Well, we're trained to turn away from it and to think it's the individual craziness. When in reality, it's a demon. Oh, he has a psychosis. It's because his mother beat him when he was a kid, and because he was put in the closet, and that, oh, shut up. I said, shut up. You see? That's what psychologists are all about. They're psychologists because they had problems. They're trying to figure out their own problems, so they become psychologists to fix others, so they got to look at their own. There you go. Yeah, well. When the supernatural raises ugly head and the bad side, there's a lot of people going to be afraid. But then those of the others are going to stand up to it and command them in the name of Jesus. And they have to abide by that. You see how it works? That day's coming. For some, it's already come and gone, and it's going to happen again. They have to abide by the name of Jesus. From a born again Christian, that day's coming. Getting closer and getting closer. To remind you, for those that may be visiting here, I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com, Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, and I'm also played on another network, randomly, of course, but John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and he plays at highpointradio.net. It's highpointradio.net up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And also, he has sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And you can find out his sponsors on his website and use them if you live in those states. He has like three or four towers or so that service those particular areas. Thank you all for coming by today. I'm going to close in prayer. And we'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock broadcast, and hit the ground running. I will give you all specifics tomorrow broadcast of what I talked about today. A laundry list of each of the subjects that we talked about to show you how they've really used the Iron Mountain Report in our lives and still are. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, more about the supernatural and its demise on the evil side by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Lord, we thank you tonight. We come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, in a prayer. Father, we lift up to you our worship, our love, Lord, and our obedience. Father, to guide us when we fall away, to put us on back on the right track with conviction. Father, give us the words to speak when we have to witness to others and prayers that sometimes we don't find the words. Father, to find those words for us and bring it out. Lord, we do pray for wisdom, discernment, strength to get through these days coming, knowledge to be able to pass on to others, that we may be, Father, warriors in your army. Father, guide us in the future. Give us protection through the Holy Spirit. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. People that know me would say, Tom would never do that. He'd never be a preacher. I'm not a preacher. Well, not ordained anyway, I guess. Never know what God's going to put in your world and in your life. You just don't know. I know for sure. Never say never. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. And we'll see you tomorrow, 4 to 6, hit the ground running now. And again, I thank y'all for coming by. Remember, it's not the church. It's not the pastor, preacher, rabbi, pope, apostle, epistle, or rabbi, cardinal, or blue jay, or whatever. I don't know what they call themselves. It don't matter. There's only one Father in heaven, only one rabbi, and only one master, and that's Jesus Christ. There is no other. There are no other. Whatever tense you use, it's going to be perfect tense when you say that. That's how it works. Was that a wrap? That's a wrap. I got to go. So y'all have a good night. God bless you. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock. This is your watchman, Thomas Gamble, signing off.
As I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.
I am with you every day to the end of time.